The latest edition of Mighty Oregon Magazine is at a newsstand near you. Everybody feels like they got to come up with some kind of pun on the defensive coordinator's name. There's a picture of Jim Leavitt with Leave It to Leavitt. And we welcome in Jerry Thompson. JT, happy Friday. How it goes?
It's great, Steve. You know, puns are kind of my second nature, so that wasn't too hard.
Yeah, Ryan Thorburn, a couple weeks ago, his Love It or Leavitt. So, yeah, it's a long line. But where could the folks pick up the new edition, which is, man, there's a lot of good stuff in here.
Local dairy marts, local buy marts, and your local duck stores.
All right, let's
free of charge, I may add.
Okay,
free of charge.
You could add that, especially since it's free. We won't charge you either.
Good.
Let's start with golf. Wyndham Clark, he just sounds official. So the team won the national title last year. You know, I don't know if it's the upheaval with football, the run the basketball team's made, but it's kind of like Casey Martin and this golf team have kind of snuck under the radar. But this young guy is a very interesting story. You spoke with him. How did he land here, and what kind of season is he having?
Well, I'll start with the last question. He's the number one collegiate golfer in the nation, so that's a pretty good season he's having. The amazing thing is that he played for Oklahoma State last year, which was, as I understand it, the runner-up to Oregon.
Yep.
So here's a guy, you know, Aaron Wise, the Oregon's top golfer, leaves, turns pro. Who do we replace him with but the top collegiate golfer who played for the runner-up, Oklahoma State? And it says a lot about Casey Martin. They ask, you know, obvious question, why would you leave when your team finished second already? I mean, he said, well, He just learned more golf from Casey about so many different aspects of the game. Now, his coach was very good too, but he just wanted that next level step. And so the Ducks are possibly in the hunt again. It's not going to be easy, but at least with him, they have a fighting chance.
Now, even though I follow the PGA Tour and I'm a big fan in golf myself, I never think about the process. You know, guys playing college, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I remember that guy. He's on tour. What did Wyndham Clark have to say about, you know, that next step and maybe what his path might be to becoming a guy who gets that opportunity on the PGA?
Well, he's going to hire an agent and go to Q school. I'm not sure what Q school is. That's kind of
qualifying
preparation
school.
Preparation for the pro tour, I guess. But the amazing thing, I said, who did he look up to as a kid? Well, it was Tiger Woods, as many his age. But right now, he doesn't really look up to too many on the tour because growing up, junior golf, he played with, name-dropping, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, and Ricky Fowler.
Not bad.
So he feels like they're his peers, and you know, he hasn't said that he's as good as they are, obviously, but he feels like he's in the same, has the same potential that they had because, you know, he played with them and probably, I'm sure he beat them a few times, so.
All right, let's get to hoops. You know, we've heard the term exodus because it seems like everybody but Peyton Pritchard, Keith Smith, and Dana Altman are gone. You covered it, page 24, about who's left. But what did you learn about? I mean, we've been kind of tongue-in-cheek talking about, you know, everybody's leaving the program. But they've got some new faces who are highly thought of. Who were some of the guys you covered?
Well, I'm going to make a comment first, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I think we're the University of Egypt right now. Ironically, if you're a biblical scholar, you know that the Exodus happened on the Passover. Tyler Dorsey, I think, announces he's leaving on the Passover. And then it just everybody started leaving. Ironically and erroneously, I put in that Roman Sorkin. But what, I mean, that was a natural assumption. He's a Jew from Israel. I mean, he's got to be a part of the Exodus, right?
Yeah, and he's the one who stayed.
He's the one who stayed. And so, hey, I made that mistake, but I'm going to forgive myself for that one. But to answer your question, three really top-notch players, four stars, five stars, signed in November, and that's Troy Brown Jr., who I got to see at the Hoop Summit in Portland live, Victor Bailey from Texas, and Abu Kebab. Kigab. It's hard to say. I think it's Kigab.
Okay.
Anyway, easy for me to say. And he's from Napa, California, 6'6". Troy Brown 6'7", Victor Bailey 6'3" guard. So we got those guys coming in. So I think that makes a grand number 7. And if Cavell, Bigby, Williams leaves, you know, maybe 6 coming back. But certainly Brandon McCoy, who played in McDonald's All-American game and was very impressive, 7-footer. Most of the experts are saying he's going to Oregon, but like 10 days ago he was supposed to announce on Wednesday for the Ducks, and then last week on Friday, and it never happened. So who knows with these 17, 18-year-old young men what they're going to do. But if the Ducks can get him, and also Elijah Brown is a transfer from New Mexico, who's averaged 19 points the last 2 seasons for Division I New Mexico. Obviously, Dana Altman is going to have to stock the team with some transfers like he has in the past, senior transfers, because the cupboards are totally bare, but Paul White, Mike Cage, those guys are unproven commodities right now.
Right.
So they need a guy like Elijah Brown. Troy Brown should start, and Victor Bailey, he's a dunk machine waiting to happen. He has a 6'3" guard. You want a dunking contest. But, boy, if Dana Altman can turn this around and go to the NCAA tournament again, that'd be incredible with all the guys that left. I'm disappointed they left because I think the Ducks would have been had a real good shot at winning the national championship.
Oh, yeah, if all those guys came back. But The bottom line is, like I wrote in Mallard Musings, I'm going to be curious to see, because I'm not voting against Altman having this team in the first division and getting back to the tournament. I know he'll pull a rabbit out of his hat somehow. All right, let's move to football, talking with Jerry Thompson, Mighty Oregon Magazine. I know he's getting a bunch of attention, but the offense is going to be okay. But for 2 years, the defense has gone from bad to worse. You got some time with Jim Leavitt. So what do you have to say about, I guess, what he did evaluation-wise when he arrived and what he's thinking about his guys in this defense so far?
Well, first he and Coach Tiger got together because recruiting was around the corner, and they decided, where's our weaknesses? Where do we need to really go for? And so we got a guy like Jordan Scott at nose guard and Thomas Graham, freshman, at cornerback. And those guys are running with the first team as true freshmen, not even really out of, you know, I always say they missed their prom, you know. So that was the first thing, to evaluate their needs. But just even listening to him today, he's really happy with the progress of the defense. He's really, no coach is going to say they've arrived, and he's not saying they've arrived. But for the timetable that they've set, he said they're right on schedule. And so that's really encouraging. And then you listen to the players like Jonah Moy. Jonah Moy and Matrell McGraw and Troy Dye, and hear what they have to say. They're just loving. Love it. There's your pun again.
There you go. It's back.
What they love about him, they treat him like an NFL, like he's an NFL coach, which he was. And he doesn't belittle them, and they know where they stand at all times, and he spends a lot of time with them off the field, too. So it's really encouraging that, you know, I think the defense is going to play their hearts out for Coach Leavitt.
All right, let's wrap with this. My partner in crime on the pre- and post-game, Ken Woody, posted his spring update. I think folks will benefit. He always has that unique take as a player, a coach, a broadcaster, and an analyst. He was vocal last year about the attitude of the players, but I guess safe to say he's liking what he's seeing with the new staff and the players who, I guess the correct term would be, buying in.
Yes, I'm going to want to add one more thing for Coach Leavitt, if you don't mind.
Shoot.
The defense, if they basically 30 is the magic number. If the Ducks had held their opponents to 30 or less, they would have been 9-3. If they had held them to 20 or less, they'd been undefeated. 20 in college football is a pretty low number nowadays.
Right.
But even if you hold them to 30, that would have meant the offense would have been on the field more. So I think if the Ducks had held their opponents to 30 or less, probably would have been 10-2 or 11-1. So that's I think the magic number for Leavitt is to keep him under the opponent under 30. As far as Ken Woody, he was very impressed with Coach Cristobal, and he talked to Doug Brenner, you know, who was really, really high on Steve Greatwood. But he said Brenner really loves Coach Cristobal, and Cristobal's high on his players. If you've heard some of his comments lately about how dedicated the offensive line is, and all starts with the offensive line.
Oh yeah.
And there's this, we have a picture here of a new punter on the team, 6'6", 230 sophomore, Blake and they moan. Boy, he can really boom them if you haven't been out to practice. So that's encouraging because the punting game has been a little weak lately.
Yeah.
But the attitude on the team, you know, you've been hearing it, and the proof is in the pudding. But like the players are really buying in, and they're just encouraged by how they've been treated, and that's great, I think. And Ken Woody, who, as you know, is he's pretty cynical.
Oh, hey.
He's pretty analytical. And he's even written a book called After Further Review that you can order on Amazon, a shameless plug for Ken Woody, a book on understanding football. So if Ken Woody is high on the Ducks and how the coaches are coaching in spring, then I think we have reasons to be optimistic.
I agree. All right, before we go, again, chock full of information. Edition of Mighty Oregon is out now. One more time, let folks know where to pick it up, and it's a freebie.
Freebie at your Dairy Marts, Buy Marts, and local Duck stores.
All right. Thanks a lot, JT. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. All right.